African-American writer George S. Schuyler is famous for two especially controversial things: his biting 1931 Afrofuturist satire, Black No More, and his hard turn to the political right wing after World War II. Unfortunately, both of these have obscured something rather extraordinary. Schuyler was one of the most prolific African-American writers of popular genre fiction in the first half of the 20th century. And he was, almost certainly, the most prolific writer of genre fiction about African-Americans during this time. Indeed, in the 1930s, while working for the Pittsburgh Courier as an investigative reporter and editorial writer, he produced genre fiction on a weekly basis from March 25, 1933, through July 22, 1939, churning out stories and serial installments under his own name and a variety of pseudonyms for 328 consecutive weeks. During the first 14 months of this run, he often published both a short story and a serial installment in each weekly issue of the Courier. With installments and stories running about 1,500 words each, over this period of slightly more than 6 years, he published well over 500,000 words of genre fiction, including early examples of black detective fiction, along with romance, adventure, sports, confessional, and speculative fiction. Among the 23 serials that Schuyler published during this time, the two collected in this volume were the longest, the most successful, and the most aggressively promoted by the Courier. Published under the pseudonym Samuel I. Brooks, The Black International, Story of Black Genius Against the World, November 21, 1936 through July 3, 1937, and its sequel, Black Empire, An Imaginative Story of a Great New Civilization in Modern Africa, October 2, 1937 through April 16, 1938, represent, in many respects, a culmination of his years of experimenting with genre fiction formulas. Demonstrating his canny understanding of 1930s pulp fiction tropes, these serials together form an impressively radical early vision of the Afrofuturist imagination in a story designed to imagine an end to European imperialism and, as one character succinctly describes it, white world supremacy. In many respects, Schuyler was the consummate newspaperman, and so it is no surprise that he makes the narrator of the Black Empire serials, Carl Slater, a reporter for the fictional Harlem Blade. Schuyler had a long association with several African-American publications. He began his long-running editorial column, Views and Reviews, for the Pittsburgh Courier in late 1925, and he served as an editor of The Messenger, Chandler Owen and A. Philip Randolph's Socialist Harlem Renaissance Journal, until its demise in 1928. Following this, he was tapped to edit the Illustrated Feature Section, a new tabloid insert owned and distributed by William B. Ziff, a white advertising agent who secured advertisements for a significant number of black newspapers. The Illustrated Feature Section debuted, under Schuyler's editorship, in November 1928 with the first installment of Chocolate Baby, a story of ambition, deception, and success, lavishly illustrated on the tabloid's cover. This short romance serial was credited to Samuel I. Brooks, the first time Schuyler used his nom de plume to mask his identity and conceal his multiple roles in a publication. The Illustrated Feature Section initially claimed inclusion in 16 associated newspapers, including the Pittsburgh Courier, and by mid-1929, its reach had extended to 34 of America's most prominent colored newspapers. Schuyler soon found himself unhappy with this work on what he called moron fodder, and with being in Chicago, and he left the Illustrated Feature Section after only a couple of months. For the next couple of years, Benjamin J. Davis, Jr., later famous as the lawyer for labor organizer Angelo Herndon and as a communist New York City councilman, took over editing the tabloid, which finally disappeared in 1932. While brief, Schuyler's work with the Illustrated Feature Section helped establish a model and an expectation for the inclusion of genre fiction in African-American newspapers that continued through the 1930s and beyond in weeklies like the Pittsburgh Courier and the Baltimore Afro-American.